Cloudcast Media.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Podcast with the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley. Proudly presented by Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans.
Good day out there, veterans and families, and welcome to Season 2 of Your Next Mission, a program initiative of the American Freedom Foundation. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and your host, and we have a great show for you today. In fact, we have a wonderful show for you today. But before we get started, if you're watching us on YouTube, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. We're going to focus on veterans and family wellness. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, Cavalry Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families, and we certainly love them too. As I mentioned, today's theme about veterans and family wellness, and I'm so excited to introduce Mr. Rick Kale, a co-founder and executive director, and CSM Thomas Capel, U.S. Army retired senior enlisted advisor for the Faraday's Troops First Foundation. Welcome, gentlemen. So good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Sergeant Major.
Thanks, Sergeant Major.
Well, thank you guys. Hey, I know our audience is really eager to hear about all the things that are going on with the Faraday's Troops First Foundation. But before we do that, can each one of you tell us a little bit about yourself? And Rick, we're gonna start with you.
Sure, that'll be brief because
I don't know about that, but go ahead.
So I spent the majority of my life being a husband and a dad, three children, and they're all grown now. I've got a couple grandchildren, but I spent the majority of my life working in the advertising area, advertising and marketing. And in 2005, I had a life-changing experience since it was after 9/11. I wanted to do something like so many other Americans to kind of feel like I was doing my part. So because of the agency that I was with and the connections that we had, we were able to gather a group of college basketball coaches, and I worked with the Pentagon, and we took them to Kuwait and created a tournament called Operation Hardwood, where they actually coached deployed warriors, and that was in August of 2005. And Sergeant Major, I actually thought that after that I was one and done. I came back and I said, you know, this was great. We did a good thing, and the plan was to retire from the agency and play more golf and make a little more money. My cousin, who was a sergeant major at the time with the SOCOM Care Coalition stationed at Walter Reed, which is very close to where I live, called me. He saw a documentary that ESPN did on the Operation Hardwood event, and that aired in Thanksgiving of 2005. And he said, look, if you're going to do things like that, you really need to come to Walter Reed and meet some of my guys. So after he invited me in January of 2006, I went to Walter Reed and found it difficult to leave. There was, as I said, it was life-changing. There were many guys there that I became friends with that I'm still friends with today. As a matter of fact, yesterday, one of them was promoted to full bird colonel and is now commander at 7th Group. So he's had quite a journey after his significant injury way back, 2005. The stories like that continue, but it's a landscape that we love working in. We love what we do. We actually don't consider it work. Every day something changes in my life when I meet these warriors and their families and the things that we get to do and try to help them. As I said, it's been life-changing. Wouldn't want to write the script any other way, and I couldn't have imagined that it would have worked out this way.
You know, I just going back to what you just said, I took a couple of people that had not served in the military to Walter Reed, And for them, it was the same thing. It changed their life. In fact, Ed Hacker, you know, we worked together on the American Freedom Foundation, on this podcast together, our show together. And it changed his life also. And I got to tell you one story. I went to Walter Reed one time, and there was a young 25-year-old female soldier that was a double amputee in the hospital. And they came in and said, "Sergeant Major, when you go in there, she's lost both her limbs, and I'm not sure how she's going to react when you come in." And so I really told everybody to get out. I'll go in there by myself, because you don't know, you don't want to offend them or don't want to hurt them in any way, sure, or bother them in any way. And so I went in there and I says, "Hey, Sergeant, how you doing?" She says, "Fine, Sergeant Major, how you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm doing pretty good." And she said, "Well, I do have a question." I said, "Lord, here it comes." She said, "How do I get those prosthetics on?" I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Well, I want to get back to my unit." she wasn't worried about herself. She was worried about the soldiers that she left, and she wanted to go back and do whatever she could do in her unit. And it's people like that that serve in our military that we can't forget. I know you guys aren't forgetting them, and you're doing God's work each and every day. Sergeant Major Capel, go ahead, buddy. Tell everybody about yourself.
Well, Sergeant Major, I was born in a little small town here in North Carolina called Ellaby, population probably 2,000. Worked in a farm and a diesel mechanic, and got kind of tired. Started going to college, Richmond Technical College Institute, taking criminal justice. Ran out of money, and went to see the recruiter. And that's a true story. And when I walked in, the recruiter said, "I can get you in today." He gave me a pretest, passed a pretest, sent me the shot to the MEP station, and the rest is history. I'm one of the few, Sergeant Major, that actually stood back and watched you as a leader as I was growing up as a young soldier in the military. And I just want to take this time out here to thank you for what you did and you continue to do as your leadership with helping other men and women in the military. So with your leadership, I was able to stay in the military 37 years. Best thing ever done in my life was to go see the recruiter and join the Army. I really don't know where I would have been if I wouldn't raise my right hand, swearing on the Constitution and join the United States Army, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
But I had a great choice. Meeting Mr. Rick Kells several times as he brought troops to Afghanistan on our thing we call Operation Prop Exit. And when I retired out of the military in 2014, he asked me, what are you planning on doing for the rest of your life? I said, "Well, I'm going to do the same thing I did in the military. I'm going to go take care of the troops that took care of me." I had, you can say thousands, maybe millions of guys and girls that took care of this old Sergeant Major over a period of 37 years. And I didn't want to do nothing else for the rest of my life but go back out and try to take care of them. Mm-hmm. So I started working with Troop First Foundation, and every day we get up and we start moving to the sounds of the gun, trying to find guys and girls we can help. And mostly just reduce the numbers of suicide. It's way too high.
Yeah. You just said something. One is that you had 37 years really made me mad, because I only had 36. I always talk trash about having 36. So that's terrible. That's terrible. The other thing is that it's in your DNA. It's in my DNA. And now it's in Rick's DNA, too. But you're going to do everything you can to help our members or our service members till the day you die. I mean, that's what God put you on this earth for. So I'm proud of you. Well, God bless you, Sergeant Major, and thank you for what you've done and what you continue to do, not just you, but the both of you guys. So, hey, Rick, can you tell us a little bit about the Faraday Troops First Foundation and how it got started and what the mission is?
Sergeant Major, it started in a very common sense way. The opportunities that were afforded me to be able to visit at Walter Reed and move around because of my cousin's introductions to a lot of people there. And really, I keep saying common sense. Back in 2005 and 2006, there weren't a lot of robust programs that were actually reaching into the hospital. So, I mean, even just things like taking guys off post to go to lunch or go shopping and do things like that were, you know, that was important. I mean, things have certainly changed since then, and there are a lot of opportunities and resources and services that are available now. But you were talking about the female soldier that you met, and all she wanted to do was get her prosthetics, get healthy, and get back to her unit. And that was a sentiment that was so prevalent at Walter Reed back in, well, it still is today for anybody that's there, but certainly when you had the numbers that we had back in 06 and 07, you know, hundreds of amputees and other various injuries getting treated and going through the recovery process. One of the things that I heard so frequently was, I want to go back. So they knew, a lot of them knew me by then, and they knew that I had taken basketball coaches, and by that time I had taken some PGA golfers over to Iraq and Afghanistan and to visit. So their question was very simple. Take me back. And I said, that doesn't even make sense to me. And that, you know, you can't go back and do the things that you did before just based on, you know, the physical limitations that you have now because of your injuries. And they said, I got to go back. I've got to leave it the right way. When I leave, I want to walk out on my own legs. I want to leave on my own terms. So I got with General Odinero, who I had met and obviously a dear friend, and we miss him tremendously every day now, because his leadership was the best. And you know that.
Yeah.
And so I got with General Odinero, and it took about a year and a half. But finally, the Pentagon signed off on it. And in 2009, we took our first Operation Proper Exit trip back to Iraq. We ended up doing 10 trips to Iraq, and subsequently we did 14 trips to Afghanistan. And when it was time to introduce this program to Afghanistan after we left Iraq, the person that did it was General Odierna. He called me up and he said, come on, I want you to go to Afghanistan with me, and I want you to meet the current leadership there, and we're going to talk to them about proper exit. So we did. And on that first trip to Afghanistan, and I believe it was December of 2012, I met a command sergeant major. He was the ISAF command sergeant major, and his name was Thomas Capel. And he hosted us. And I saw how great he was with the Warriors. And then we got introduced to Sergeant Major Roshan, who was the SMA of the Afghan Army. And he introduced Afghan Warriors to the program. And our guys used to spend time in Kabul with his wounded Warriors. And the interaction was phenomenal. The brotherhood is only something that I could try to describe, but you certainly could feel it and you understand it tremendously. And the program ended up being a life changer for many guys. We took about 175 Warriors back over the 24 iterations of proper exit. We're obviously not doing it right now, but if the Pentagon called and said, somehow we're going to get you back to Iraq, I still have guys that want to go back to Iraq, and you never know what the future holds. So we'll see, but we'll be standing by ready to take Warriors back down range when we can provide the security and the safety that we require to move them around and bring them home safely. But we will be ready to start those trips up again. But it all started the exact same way that Warrior was talking to you and Walter Reed. I want to get my legs so I can go back.
You know, I wish there was a way. I used to say this all the time when I was on active duty. I wish there was a way that what you've seen now when you interact with soldiers and service members and all this stuff from all services, I wish there was a way to educate our country about that. And then there's never going to be. I mean, you can talk to people forever and tell them about the stuff that goes on. But until you see it, until you feel it, and you've said it a couple of times already, it changes you inside. It changes the way you feel and the way you really want to feel, I guess. You just want to keep helping as much as you can. I'm going to tell you, I love telling stories. So I'm going to tell you one more. when I was in Afghanistan one time, I just had landed the sergeant, I can't remember who met me, says, "Hey, look, we just had a soldier got wounded." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, he blew his foot off." And he said, "Would you mind going and talking to him?" And I said, no, sure, that's fine. So I went over there and I got in there and I started talking to him and he started crying. And geez, I tell you the truth, I cried right with him. And so I left him and gave him a coin and did all I could. And there's not much really you can do other than God bless you and I'll do whatever I can. I think it was like 90 days later or something like that, I was going through Walter Reed, same soldier. This almost makes you cry to think about this. But the same soldier was in the hospital, and I seen him. And say, "Hey, Sergeant Major," and his fiance was in there. And he says, he told her, he said, "Would you leave?" I said, "Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble now." He said, "Would you leave?" And I said, "What's," you know, I thought maybe it was a promotions or something. He had a problem with promotion. And he said, "Sergeant Major, I got to tell you something." And I says, "What's that?" He said, "I'm sorry for crying." Ah, here's a guy that lost his limb, and he tells me he's sorry. Now think about that. Think about what's so important in life is about helping our veterans and families, and that's what you guys do each and every day. So God bless you. I mean, my hat's off to you, and I appreciate it. I wish everybody could figure out how to help soldiers like I've helped, not just soldiers, service members like you guys are doing. So,
well, you know, Sergeant Major, I was just going to tell you that before all this started for me, I would have told you that my life couldn't get any better. Yeah. You know, had a great wife, three great kids. Although my son made me question a few things from every now and then, but just a great life. And what I have been given by this warrior community in terms of so many things in life, lessons and faith and so many other things, it's just incredible. And I didn't know life could be as rewarding as it is. And I have to tell you that it's never a struggle to get up in the morning. Yeah. It really is not. Yeah. It's a blessing to have what we have.
Well, I tell you, it's a close family. Go ahead, Sergeant Major. Go ahead, Mike.
I don't know if I remember correct, that soldier that lost his foot was my soldier.
Yeah, probably.
And I want to say it was you and Sergeant Major Brown, the CENTCOM Sergeant Major.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
came to Afghanistan to visit us during that time. And that was like one of the first injuries we had there with a soldier losing his foot. Yeah. So just by you going in there, spending time with him, he'll remember that for the rest of his life. Well, and we appreciate you doing it as a Sergeant Major in the Army. Like I said, your leadership was always there. When guys and girls is in harm's way, I can't find a better place for leaders to be than where the sound of the bullets are, and right now where the guys are.
Well, you want to be in the fight. You want to do all you can. Of course, as Sergeant Major of the Army, all you can do is really support you. So, hey, Sergeant Major, it's really unbelievable the work you all are doing in behalf of all of our veterans and their families. And one of the programs that stood out to me was Operation Warrior Call. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sergeant Major, Operation Warrior Call is no more than every warrior taking the initiative to pick up the phone and call a battle buddy. The 7-day challenge, you just finished that. That was awesome. And the warrior call is about reducing the numbers of suicide amongst our veterans and active duty personnel. I don't think we'll ever get to zero suicides a day. It'll be amazing, but I know we can get lower than we are. Right now, I think they're saying we're 22 a day. But if we can get down to 20, 18, 17 a day, at least we move it in the right direction. But if our guys and girls will pick up the phone, make a phone call, talk to their battle buddies, be honest with them on the phone call, and if you got a problem, just let them know. So I'm going to make a call, take the call, and be honest. And if you can't help that in with the problems and issues they have, let us know. because we have outreach. I think Rick will talk about it here in a few minutes. We have a card program we call Vet for Warriors, run by General Graham. I'm not an expert in suicide, but we do know people that can help you. And if somebody call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna answer the call and I'm gonna see what they need. I'm gonna see what the problems is, and we're gonna go out and help every one of these veterans, active duty personnel, that we can to reduce those numbers down below 22 a day.
Yeah, you know, I'm real active on social media, and I got some guys working at and putting stuff out. And you talked about the 7-day challenge, and I'll just tell you one of the comments I got back. I got it from I won't tell his name, but he texted me back and said, "Look, what a great idea, and I'm doing it." And he went out and he found a first sergeant that was having a lot of problems and a lot of issues. And he said him and another guy went and helped him and solved all of his issues. And he agreed with him that, maybe once a week or once every couple of weeks, I'll come and have a lunch with you. I'll buy you lunch and talk. And the first sergeant says, yeah, good idea. So I think in the message, it said 2 days later, he went back and the guy had passed away, you know. And he didn't commit suicide, but it's what you guys are doing is so important. It's the little things in life that make a difference. So don't think if who's ever listened to the podcast today, reach out to somebody, talk to them, tell them you love them and you want to help them out. You know, I tell all the people all the time, I love you, but I'm not going to give you no money, but I love you, but let me try to help you out. So do all you can to help your fellow. One other thing too is Mark Halibrand, Sergeant Major Halibrand, the other day called me and said, "Hey, Sergeant Major, we have a buddy call on Sundays at 1800. He said, "Would you get on there?" And I said, "Sure, I'll get on there." So I got on, and I had a call first and had to finish it up. So I got on a little bit late, and they had probably 20 people on there. And they just, all they did was talk about what they was doing. Again, it's little things like that. You know, we look so much at the iPhone, we don't engage people. We don't talk to people. We sort of segregate ourselves because I don't even know why. This is a great country, and we got to help each other out, and we got a lot of resources. So, you know, if you got something good and you want to help, help. But don't sit by and say, "I wish I could have," and that's what bothers me. And you know, too, Sergeant Major, that we had a good friend that, again, that had passed away and committed suicide. It just really, quite frankly, it just breaks my heart. And I always think in my mind, and I'm sure you guys do, is could I did something? Could I made a difference? And so again, if you're listening out there, make a difference. Don't sit back. Don't do nothing. Call somebody up. Call a veteran up and help them out. We're talking with Rick Kale and Sergeant Major retired Tom Cabell from the Faraday's Troops First Foundation. And you've been enjoying your next mission with me, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And I just, I don't want you to forget, if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. Rick, to continue on our discussion, we are dedicating season 2 of your next mission to mental health. And I notice you do a lot in that area for our troops and the First Foundation. Can you talk about the veterans and family wellness and how important it is to do whatever you can where needed?
Well, Sergeant Major, we do many things under our Warrior Call umbrella. We'll go to installations around the country. We've already got a busy schedule lined up for 2022. We'll start in February at Camp Pendleton. And back at 29 Palms, we'll see several thousand Marines over those two engagements. And what we do with Warrior Call, we take a team of warriors that they themselves have survived dark times in their lives for various reasons. Many of them are combat injured warriors. So they understand the importance of connectivity. They understand the importance of building resiliency and infrastructure around them to help them when they find themselves in a dark time again. And the importance of building that infrastructure, so many of them know that when they start to feel that way, they make a call. They call a battle buddy. They'll get away for a couple of days. They'll deal with it head on, and it makes all the difference in the world to them. So So one of the things that we feel is very important when we go out and we have these engagements, and hopefully this year we'll see upwards of 25 to 30,000 warriors as we travel around the country. And that is the most important thing we can do, any of us can do, is to make sure that everybody has a phone number in their wallet or on their phone.
Yeah.
So when they are confronted with that moment, which the possibility is becoming ever more feasible that they're going to face this. And that is that moment when they need to help a friend and they need a resource that they can call, and there'll be professional help on the other end of that phone. And of course we use Vets for Warriors as our call center, and the call center that we recommend. And the reason we do is, I know you're very familiar with this, but when you're talking to a warrior and you're talking about making that phone call and taking the first step, one of the arguments that you hear almost all of the time is, I'm not going to pick up the phone and talk to somebody that doesn't relate to anything that I've been through.
I've said that a couple of times.
Yeah. So what General Graham and his wife did when they founded Vets for Warriors, and they did it at a time of tremendous grief and personal tragedy. They lost two sons within months of each other, one in combat and one to suicide. Mm-hmm. And somehow they managed to build this organization, which does phenomenal work. And what they did is they hired veterans and trained them to work in the call center. So when a veteran calls or an active duty service member calls, the phone will actually be answered by a veteran. So that argument doesn't hold water. That's off the table. And that's a great starter when I'm talking to somebody and say, look, you really need to make this phone call. And a vet's going to be on the other end of the phone. They're going to talk to you. They're going to help you get to a better place, and they're going to help you forge a way forward. And so we recommend Vets for Warriors, but there are other good phone centers out there. But the important thing is that we all need to have a number that we can share with everybody so that when they do hit this time and they collide with this moment, and that moment, you don't have time to go back to somebody and say, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll get a number. I'll call you tomorrow morning. I'll get back with you. The person may not be here tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So we feel it's important to have that in somebody's pocket. So we give them the numbers, we give them the app, and we share that because we all need tools. This problem is so pervasive. It's an epidemic. And inevitably, if you deal with service members, either active duty or in the veteran community, most likely you're going to be involved in a conversation like this, that somebody is headed in the wrong direction and you need to know what to do. So we have to prepare ourselves and have that. But along those same lines, we do other things with Warrior Call. This year we were able to acquire a piece of property. We created the Warrior Call Ranch. We had it operational by the end of June. We've had some families in for retreats. We had a Gold Star wedding there this fall. We've had some meetings there from the Pentagon with G357. So we use the facility, we share it. We see ourselves as custodians of this, but it also provides an opportunity with the families to do a little bit of drill down with them. Once they get there, you open up, you have honest conversations. And if there are other things that the family's dealing with, we can connect them to more resources and services. And we're not a large organization, as you know, but we want to make sure that the warrior and the warrior families that we do engage with get absolutely the best information about resources and services that are out there. We feel that the number one objective of Warrior Call is to find the warriors, both male and female, who are not raising their hand and identifying as somebody who needs help. And in many instances, they don't raise their hand because they don't think they need help. They think everybody around them has changed and they're the same. So there has to be some awareness there from them. They have to be willing to participate. But We know that there are resources and services available out there, but we feel the active thing we need to be doing, the missing part right now, is finding the warriors who are not raising their hands. The best way to do that is for you and everybody that has ever served, whether they're still serving or if they're in the veteran community, is to at least once a week pick up the phone, make a phone call, do a sit rep with your buddy, have an honest conversation. And if you sense there's a difficult time that they're dealing with, make sure that you give them a phone number that they can call where they can immediately get some help and help find a better way forward. Yeah. That's so important. So important.
As you was talking, I'm trying to, the 7-day challenge I was talking to Sergeant Major the other day, and I said, we're going to find a day, a specific day during the week, like Wednesday or Tuesday or Thursday or whatever, and asked all of our veterans, every Wednesday is called a Veteran Day or something. And maybe that's what we ought to do as a collective group. Do you guys have a day that you do that now?
Well, we encourage everybody. We ask everybody that we see in person, they take a pledge, and it's basically to make one warrior call a week, to make a call, take a call, and have an honest conversation. Yeah. And on that pledge card, on the back of the pledge card, is all the information for Vets for Warriors, yeah, which I'd like to tell you right now. The phone number is 1-855-838-8255. Vets for Warriors. Yep. It's an amazing tool to have in your hip pocket. It's 1-855-838-8255. And if it's not Vets for Warriors, the National Suicide Hotline or the Veterans Crisis Line, all of them, make sure you have that resource in your pocket so it's there and available.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask you about either a number or a website, but thanks for sharing it right now, because I think that's certainly important. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything on to that? And then I got an additional question for you in a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sergeant Major, after 20 years on the battlefield, and we still got guys and girls in harm's way, we have a lot of our men and women that's having problems. I mean, everybody know that. And some of those problems, they feel like that they can't overcome. They can't get through it, even with counseling or talking to people. So we know exactly who's raising the hand and asking for help. We know by the reports are the suicides that people is taking their life every day. But what we don't know is those who's not raising their hand. Yeah. And that's the ones we got to find. We go out every day and try to encourage and talk to our guys and girls. If you got a problem, just talk to somebody. The last resort shouldn't be getting a bottle of Jack Daniel 9mm, going in your closet, taking your life. We can help. Whatever problem you have, we can find somebody to help. Our warrior call town halls is geared around. You don't know who's inside that town hall that Rick Kells just talked about. Maybe 7,000 people we'll get to talk to. You don't know which one of those 7,000 or how many of those 7,000 is having problems. But by hearing our guys get up and talk to them about some of the challenges they had in their life and what they're doing to overcome it, it kind of gets those guys and girls a chance to come back and ask those questions. It gives them a phone call, a call, and ask us, how did you do it? What's going on with your life? And they started that communication relationship. We was in Germany, Fort Hood, and we still getting phone calls from guys and girls over there who pretty much said that, thank God for y'all coming over here and having this conversation with us, because I really didn't see a way out, but now I got somebody to talk to. Yeah. I got somebody who cares. I got somebody that can help us. Yeah. So we're going to stay at it. We ain't going to stop. Like I said before, those guys and girls took care of me and took care of our country and those brave warriors. And if they got problems now, why can't we take care of them?
Yeah, like I said, it's in your DNA. In your DNA. One thing I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to talk first about it, but I'm going to ask you, I have went through depression in the military when I was an active duty. I came back from war and really, quite frankly, didn't think I fit in. And you know this already, Sergeant Major, I suffer from post-traumatic stress. And there's highs and lows in everybody's life. But there's so many people out there that want to help you. It doesn't matter if you're a four-star general or you're a private. Everybody has problems in this world. And so don't think you're alone. Don't think that nobody cares about you, because we do. Again, I'm going to do all I can to help you. I'm just not going to give you no money. But I want you to reach out. I want you to call a veteran, help a veteran, do something, because we can't sit back and let this 22 people that die a day or veterans that are committing suicide. It's just, I want to say it's not fair. We're not doing all we can. We got to do more. That's for sure. Sergeant Major, have you ever went through any kind of depression or anything like that?
Well, Sergeant Major, in our job, we've seen some things, we've done some things that weren't always good.
I
have been on the battlefield and IED go off and pretty much kill everybody in the vehicle. Those are my soldiers.
Yeah.
And it's just things you don't forget about. It stays with you. Now you go to sleep, you dream about it. And I've been woke up by my wife swinging, kicking, and, you know, just in cold sweats and stuff. But it happens all the time. But for me, my wife is a sergeant major, so she kind of keeps me going down the right path. Say, you're having a bad night. You need to get up, drink some water. Let's go walk. Let's go sit in the chair and talk for a while. Let's go cut the TV on. But everybody needs somebody to reach out to help them when they're having these bad days and those bad nights and those bad weeks, or when you think you just can't get through it. And we are here, I'll be the first to say I have some problems sometimes that I really don't know the freaking answer to. But as I sit here and talk to my battle buddies, and I talk to Rick Hill, who became my best friend after I retired, and been helping and talking to the Warriors, I just think it's help out there if people would just raise a hand and say, I'm having a freaking bad day and I need some help.
Yeah.
And we can do that.
Yeah. I think the key is don't be afraid to ask. You know, I've reached out to people I hadn't talked to in 15 or 20 years. It's like I talked to them yesterday. You know, we want to help each other out, and programs that you have, that we've got to do more. We've got to do more each and every day. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're enjoying Your Next Mission.
You're watching Your Next Mission, proudly presented by the Cavalry Agency. They help brands dominate no matter their size. Ideas, strategy, action. This is Cavalry. Learn more at cavalry.com. Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global, providing affordable online education for hardworking adults. Learn more about a personalized, innovative, and world-class education at PurdueGlobal.edu. Veterans United Home Loans, the number one VA lender for 5 straight years. If you're buying, they're funding your dreams. Learn more at VeteransUnited.com. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. I'm the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley, and we're blessed to be here today with Rick Kale and CSM retired Tom Capel, my good friend I've known for a lot of years from the Faraday's Troops First Foundation. And I want all of our listeners to reach out to me directly. Tell us about your transition. Tell us how we can help you. Tell us what kind of topics you'd like us to cover on this show. We want to do all we can to help you. You know, just we've been talking about veterans helping veterans. That's what this show is about. It's about veterans helping veterans. I'm not going to talk about it. We're going to do it together as a team. You can call me or text me at 844-424-1134, and I'll reach out to you. Or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Okay, let's pick it up where we left off here. We're heading into our final segment with you today, and I really hope you both enjoy this as much as I have. I just really have a couple more questions, and I can't think of a more important topic for us to talk about. It's about helping our veterans and doing something about this suicide prevention. We've got to do something. We've got to help each other out.
The one thing we need to remember, Sergeant Major, and this is picking up to where Sergeant Major Capel left off right before the break, and that is, if you're above ground, we've got an opportunity together to put resources and services in your pathway to correct why you're feeling the way you're feeling. It's not always going to be easy. The warrior has to be a participant and has to want to participate. But the reality is, at some point, and everybody that works in this area knows this, at some point it could get ugly.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with let's be real candid. When you're dealing with drug addiction, prescription drug abuse, alcohol, other family dynamics that have created, perceptions and problems for warriors. It's not easy. So you have to be prepared to deal with ugly at some point in many of these instances. But the reality is it's worth it. So you just dive in and you do this, but we need to keep everybody above ground, because that way we have a chance. We have a chance to make it better. And we can't let go of that. So we have to make as many phone calls as we can. We've got to answer the phone when our phone rings, whether it's, at 12:30 in the afternoon or 4:30. Doesn't matter. You answer the phone and you just start dealing with it. There's no playbook. It's different for everybody. Everybody brings different dynamics to this in terms of family background, circumstances, financial situations, work, marriages, health. It's different for everybody. So you can't go into this with any cookie cutter perceived ideas. You just have to take each case individually and work with each warrior that you're blessed to have the opportunity to work with.
Yeah. You may be thinking something here a minute ago. Sometimes it's the hug, a pat on the back. Hey, you have a great day. Something positive in their life is what a lot of people need. Sergeant Major, you all have some events coming up that spotlight various programs and at the Troops for Foundation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We got the Warrior Call event coming up here in February, out there at 1st Marine Division. We'll talk to those guys out there, probably 7,000 or so Marines out there who've been deployed, and 29 POMs. We'll stay out on the road for about a week or two, just going from installation to installation, talking to warriors, talking to guys and girls, and try to help them, help themselves any way we can, by having our warriors talk to them about suicide, alcohol, drugs, illegal stuff that might be having problems with. If we got guys and girls who is having marital problems, we can get them help. We got counselors. We got lawyers. We got people that can kind of help reach out there and give them advice and guidance. One of the things we see a lot that, and I've seen my share of suicides when I was in the military, Sergeant Major, and I know you have too. And it's really a tough blow to the stomach. But if we can get those guys and girls to raise a hand and talk to us, and maybe we can get those numbers down from 22. And I think it's much higher than that, but I think if we start working on it and getting in the right direction, it'll be good. But we'll be doing events here for pretty much all 2022, because we're getting ready to get back on the road. We didn't tell you about our Warrior RV vehicle, but most people have seen it up and down the road. We had a RV called Big Doc. Now, on the side, it got First Foundation War Operation Warrior Call. And we just load up the warriors and the troops, and we'll just go through stops to stops. We will be getting down to Fort Bragg and Fort Campbell here early next year as well. And the leadership is asking us to come and be a part of their organization and talk to them about how we can help them.
Yeah. You guys, you're doing great work. Hey, Rick, can you talk a little bit about the other programs the Faraday's Truth Foundation have?
Sure. You know, we've, over the last, I guess it's been officially about 13 years now since we became official, although there were a few years before at Walter Reed. But, we do a few things. We've got the Leroy Petrie Village of Honor. Yeah. So we were given some land several years ago, about a half hour from Walter Reed. So instead of just selling the land and turning it into, operational funds, we decided to build. So we built seven individual family homes. All seven homes are occupied by warriors and their families, and they're transitional homes. They're there while they have an opportunity to reset, school, job training, whatever it is that they're going to be doing next. But the qualifier for being in there is obviously I've got a plan and I'm moving forward. So we're right now, all seven houses are occupied, and they will be for some time because we've recently had a turnover. So they're all pretty new residents. And, so we work in that area. We've got a service dog program. We've got over 52 dogs working around the country now that are certified service dogs that help with physical needs, physical assistance. But Sergeant Major, if there's anything that actually gives us a unique factor, it's what we call our quiet work. We get a lot of phone calls and a lot of referrals. And the more guys you work with, the more referrals you get. And you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. And we help guys every day mitigate something, go from A to B, and it can be in the area of work, professional careers. It can have something to do with getting them financial advice, some assistance from time to time. But the quiet work is something that we never talk about it on Facebook. We never advertise it. Because our pillars, one of our pillars is trust. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to promote the foundation on the backs of a warrior by saying, look what we did. So we're doing a lot of work on a daily basis. It's one-on-one stuff. And that's the part, quite honestly, that I love the most. Really helping a warrior, getting to know them and getting them in a better direction. But I've got to tell you, I spent 2 hours this morning down in D.C. at a meeting at the American Legion. Never been to their D.C. headquarters before. We were there to talk about Warrior Call. They wanted to know what we were doing. And they have a program that's a little bit synergistic with Warrior Call, their buddy check program. And you know what was really neat about this meeting this morning was two different organizations. They're much larger than we are. They're one of the big six. So we were happy to be invited in to tell them what we were doing. But when we left the meeting, it was the enthusiasm to work together and aggregate resources. And in this landscape, there's no room for an ego in this landscape. If you're working with a warrior or a warrior family, and in any sense you make it about yourself, you're there for all the wrong reasons. So it was really refreshing to get with a large organization like that today and see that they maintain a lot of the same values that we do. So I thoroughly enjoy that, and I look forward to getting back and working with them on suicide prevention. They've got a great program there, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all of us to stop this epidemic. Each and every single one of us. We may need your help, Sergeant Major, in the fact that
I'm in.
We want to talk to the Army about having a battle buddy sit rep become part of the Army's values. We want to get every soldier used to making one phone call a week, to the point where if they don't make that phone call, they feel like they've screwed up. and they're going to get a counseling statement. We want this to be, we want them to take it to heart that every week they've got to do a sit rep with a battle buddy and have a resource available, because until we make it that widespread and that commonplace, we're not going to be able to find everybody that's in a dark place and not raising their hand. So it's going to take every warrior. It's going to take every soldier, every sailor, every Marine, every Coast Guard, everybody that's active duty now and in the veteran community to keep reaching out. To that end, we were successful this year. You asked me about is there a time, is there a week, is there a day? We were able to get Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to pass resolutions for a National Warrior Call Day, which will become law early next year. And it will be the Sunday before Thanksgiving every year on the calendar. Yeah. And yes, it's one day a year. But for us, it's a National Awareness Day. But it doesn't replace the work that needs to be done every week out there by every veteran and every active duty service member. Yeah. We've got to make the calls. We got to refer people and get them connected to resources and services. Those services and resources are there, but we've got to get warriors connected to them. Yeah. That's the job.
Yeah. The other thing I'll say is, for the people that listen here, it's, when we say guys, it's guys, gals, and family. It's
sure. All men and women.
It's everybody. Yeah. It's everybody that encompasses. We have a tendency sometimes, I know I just say guys. Guys is generic. So if you listen to us, it's guys, it's family, it's you know, female. So it's everybody in the military that encompasses all of us together. And we're all part of a family. This has been a great discussion, and we're going to do it again. There's no question about that. But before we finish, I want to make sure, any final thoughts or something you want to share with the audience and something maybe you didn't say, Rick, I want you to give that phone number again and that website. But Rick, I'm going to start with you. Any final thoughts?
You know, Sergeant Major, I never want to miss the opportunity. There are several final thoughts that I have, but let me give you the phone number. It's Vets 4, number 4 Warriors, 1-855-838-8255. And if you go to vetsforwarriors.com, you can download the app, keep the screensaver there. So it's on your iPhone, it's on your smartphone. When you need it, all you have to do is reach in your pocket and it's there. And you may need it that quickly one time. I hope you don't, but the probability is that if you're talking to service members, active duty and veterans, you may need that number. But I'd like my last thought to be. It's real simple. Make a call, take a call, have an honest conversation. Thank you, Sergeant Major.
Hey, God bless you. You're right on target, as always, Rick. Go ahead, Sergeant Major Capel, man.
Sergeant Major, this is for all your listening orders that have had someone close to them, family member, brothers, sisters, sons, daughters, battle buddies that committed suicide. If you had those in your family, or if you can just pause for a minute and think, how bad did you feel? How bad did it hurt you? And it hurts me like that every day.
Yeah.
Because I get to hurt every day. And I know we can do better. I know we can do better. But I'm just asking everybody out there that's listening today, Sergeant Major Tilley, and thank you for your leadership, to pick up the phone and start making those calls. A 7-day challenge, warrior call, reach out to your battle buddies. You can call it whatever you want to call it. It's not our program to own. If you want to own it, own it. But we just need to cut down these numbers of suicide, because it's too many. And those guys and girls work next to us every day on the battlefield, and they would do anything to protect you. So let's start protecting them and helping those guys and girls that's having problems out there now. And Sergeant Major, I can't thank you enough for this. And thank you for your service, and thank you for your leadership.
Hey, God bless you. You know, again, for you people listening today, it's not about me, and it's not about them. It's about us. It's about making a difference in this country. It's about saving lives. It's about not talking about things. It's about doing things for our veterans and families. You know, I tell people all the time, I believe in life. I believe in God. I believe in making a difference. And I just want to make a difference in everything. And this is one of my priorities. It's about making a difference with people that are taking their lives. And I'm going to do, we're going to do all we can to make that number better. In fact, zero would be my hope. I don't know if we'll ever get there, but
that's the goal.
Got to try. That's right. That's the number one.
That's the goal.
Thanks to Rick Kale and Sergeant Major retired Thomas Capel. You guys, God bless you, and just keep up the tough work. And guys like me, you may not see me all the time, but I'm going to help as much as I can. I'm Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying your next mission. And I say enjoying because we're making a difference together. And thank you for joining us today. Please visit our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. Hopefully it's a good review. If it's a bad review, well, what the heck, send it to me anyway. But leave me something. But just don't sit back and do nothing. Do something. You can also visit our partners there who can provide you with so many services that will assist you in your transition from the military. Also visit our corporate partners and see all the jobs that are available for you. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. And I want to say that again. Please know we want to assist you in any way we can. Please follow me on all my personal social media channels. I never thought I'd ever say anything like that, like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And if you enjoyed this discussion, and if you just enjoyed everything we talked about today, please like us and click on the subscribe button below. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Or send me an email at smatilley@yournextmission.org. And thanks again to Rick Kale and CSM retired Tom Capel for being with us today. And really thank you for what you do and what you continue to do. It was great. It was great having you on the phone because this is an issue we've all got to tackle together.
Indeed.
I want to leave you with three things to remember today. As I said earlier, we're dedicating this season two of Your Next Mission to all those veterans and family members who struggle with mental illness, suicide prevention, which so often has led to someone taking their own life. Please reach out to someone you haven't spoken to within a long time. Check on them. See if they're okay. Make a difference. And that's what we got to do. Remember, it's all about family. It's all about believing it, and it's all about life. Second, I want every veteran that's listening, every veteran in all services, not just in the Army, to be proud of who you are. You know, I served 36 years, and Sergeant Major Capel served, doggone it, 37. But I want you to wear your hat. Every Friday, I want you to wear your military hat. If you're Navy, Army, Marine, Air Force, Coast Guard, I don't care, but I want you to be proud of who you are. We led by example in the military, and there's no reason why we can't do it now. Get out there, wear your hat. It's like showing your colors. Show people who you are. And when you wear your hat and you show me how good it looks, send me a photo on social media. I'd love to see it. But just don't sit back. Do something. And I want to encourage everyone that is watching, listen today to us, to reach out to your neighbor. You know, too often today you walk by people that'll look at the ground. They won't engage you. They won't say anything. They, you know, if you say hi to them, they may say, hi, how you doing? Smile. Say thank you for what you're doing. Pat them on the back. Give them something positive. Let's be the bridge in life. You know, I used to say I was a bridge from the enlisted corps to Congress. Well, let's be the bridge in life. Let's have a positive attitude. Sometimes we see too many things that are negative out there. We are positive. We have a great country. And all I want you to do is help. And don't sit back and do nothing. Again, thanks for being with us today. And thanks to Cloudcast Media and, of course, our four presenting sponsors, Calvary Agency, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue University Global, and Veterans United Home Loans. We appreciate all you do for our military each and every day. See you on the high ground. Hooah!
Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.
Cloudcast Media.